Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Laura was ready to just head to the weekend.
I forgot that I stick around here. Sorry about that.
Well, it's very nice of you to stay.
Thank
you. Don't
you
have to. You could just leave.
I love to stay. This is a highlight of my day.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. People love it. We're just talking about Joe Mauer.
Yes.
So we will be interviewing Joe tomorrow at Twins Fest.
Right. Good.
Joe is not known for a massive amount of personality.
No.
I remember one of my, have I told this story about one of my very first, one of my earliest assignments at WCCO-TV? I was assigned to go down to Target Field and talk to Joe Mauer because Joe was dating like Miss USA or something. Some beauty queen. It was like a tabloid story. And, you know, Joe Mauer was Joe Mauer. And
right.
It was... Who is he dating? Chelsea Cooley. She was
that
Miss USA 2005.
Got it.
So this was 2006. So I would have been here for like 2 years at that
mm-hmm.
point. And I'm sent to Target Field to ask, and you're like, what am I supposed to ask the guy? Like, are you dating Miss USA?
What do you guys do for fun?
Right. What's... Is she really that pretty?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but this was the assignment. And so after the game, so I wait till after the game, go in the locker room with the other like actual sports reporters.
This was all set up for you, I hope, right?
No, you just, it's the after the game kind of, and Dan, you've been there countless times. You just kind of go in. Baseball, you know, football, you can't go in the locker room. NBA, they come out. I don't think you can go in the locker room. Can you? I don't know.
I've been in the NBA locker room before. You can go in there. It's much more.
It's weird because there's only like 12 guys or whatever.
And a lot of things changed around COVID, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't, you know, all my experience is pre-COVID, so I don't know what's different now. But
so I go in there. I go up to Joe. I'm like, Joe, I'm Jason DeRusha. I'm like a child reporter at Channel 4. I'm sorry that this is what I'm asking you about, but are you dating Miss USA? And from across, and Joe gets his little sheet, well, oh, shucks, you know,
yeah.
like he's not
yep.
going to answer it.
Right.
From across the room, Sid Hartman starts screaming at me, leave him alone! Leave him alone! I'm like, what is happening? He's so mad. It's just, that's it. That's fine.
Did he ever answer your question?
No, he sure didn't need to because Sid was going to throw that tape recorder at me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mm.
So maybe I'll ask Joe if he remembers that.
You should. That would be funny.
Just silly. Like some people, you know, Joe, I wonder... Like, what is Joe really like, right?
I think he's a pretty nice, grounded, normal person.
That's what
person.
You hear.
You
That's
really
what everybody
do.
Says, right.
And he went to Creighton Durham Hall High School, where my son went. And so there's lore around the school where you hear
yeah.
about what a good guy he was. I did get to meet his parents at spring training one time, and they are the most wonderful people in the world. His dad just passed away,
yeah.
but they're just so... Just normal, like you would never, ever suspect that here they are, this, you know, parents of
right.
this... phenom. And yeah, so I think by all things I've heard that they're just a very down-to-earth great family.
It's very interesting, I think, like that growing up here
mm-hmm.
and you know he I think I you know he has always been guarded, and we were just talking about the Twitter account Boring Joe Mauer,
yeah.
which is very funny.
Good one.
Boring Joe Mauer hasn't weighed in on the Hall of Fame thing yet.
Yeah.
So we'll ask Joe about that tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm interested to know how he has twin girls, I think, right?
Yeah.
How old would
yeah.
they be now? Like 4 or 5 years old?
I don't know.
Dan, you're the baseball
boy. That sounds about right.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because they had the girls in, well, there were five in 2018.
Oh, wow. Goodness. They're older.
Yeah, so they're
time
10.
Flies.
That's how it goes with those kids. They grow like weeds.
They do.
You turn around and it's like they're driving.
I know.
Wait a minute, you were in a cradle yesterday. What's going on?
I know. That's totally how it is, Dan.
Now, Joe married a Minnesota girl.
Mm-hmm.
As is the way most marriages in Minnesota work. There was a data dump sort of report that came out today in the Washington Post about Minnesotans, and not just specifically about Minnesotans. It was about the states where you're most likely to marry a local. So kind of interesting, right? So the premise is this. Between 2017 and 2021, when you analyze birth certificates, is your spouse born in the state as you?
Interesting.
So what would you guess would be the number one state where you only marry your kind?
Like where does Minnesota rank, did you ask, or what?
No, who would you say is number one?
Oh, God. Probably a Dakota.
A Dakota?
Yeah. That's,
I think there aren't enough people in the Dakotas, so you have more intermingling. Michigan is number one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Michigan is number one.
Where does Minnesota rank?
Minnesota is number six, and Wisconsin is number three.
Okay.
So Minnesota, something like almost 60%. It was below 60, but it was close to 60%. Of Minnesotans married fellow Minnesotans.
Yeah.
My wife broke the trend as a I guess she's a Minnesotan. She, well, I don't know. I wonder what, since at the time of our marriage, her address, well, this is sort of interesting. Like, how do they analyze that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's wherever you're living at the time.
Right. And I think about my husband. He was born in Cleveland, but he's lived in Minnesota since he was like in second grade or something.
I'm starting to question this data now, but maybe they, like, how did they analyze it?
Good question.
Yeah, that does make me wonder a little bit. Oh, it's a Census Bureau survey. That's how they used it. So they weren't looking at birth certificates. It's a question on that, you know, the census sends out that long, long survey to some people. So they ask people in the survey.
Got it.
So my wife graduated high school at Wayzata High School.
Mm-hmm.
But she moved here her junior year.
Okay.
So, you know, she lived all over. So whenever someone meets her for the first time, it's like, where are you from? I'm always like, could you just give the short answer?
What's the short answer?
The short answer is Minnesota. She graduated high school here. The long answer is I was born in New York.
Yeah.
I grew up in Raleigh.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, she had an interesting life. Yes. Yeah, her dad was in sales for General Mills.
Yep, that's
and
right.
So you just moved around. And I'm from the Chicago area.
Yep.
So not both natives. But in Minnesota, 58%, and this was from 2017 to 2021, born in Minnesota. And then another, like, 8% born in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then a decent chunk, like a 2 or 3% international, which is sort of interesting.
Yeah.
But most of the states where it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Ohio, Minnesota, and then at the bottom, Nevada. The Nevadans marry a lot of Californians.
Okay, sure.
Arizona's got to be way down there at the bottom, too, right?
Arizona.
Nobody's from Arizona. Everybody moves to Arizona.
Right.
True.
Kind of like
Arizona
Florida.
Is in the bottom part of this. A lot of California, a lot of Texas, and a lot of international. Yeah, Arizona's pretty low.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it makes sense, right? I mean, some of it is just availability. Like, if you're staying in the state, you meet people in your state.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a low percentage of transplants. So I think that just has to be part of it.
Yeah.
The single people are all from here.
Yeah. Wow.
You married a...
He's from, well, yes. I met him in college in Duluth.
Yeah.
And he's grew up in Stillwater.
Yeah.
But he was born in Cleveland.
Right.
Ohio. So, but
yeah,
he's a Minnesotan.
He's a Minnesotan.
Yes.
Minnesotan enough. Dan is looking skeptical. It's like
when did he move here?
He was little. He, you know, God, I don't know. Like early on, very early on. I think I said second grade before, and I think it's earlier than that.
See, I think like even with Alyssa, I'm a little dubious. Although the dad working for General Mills,
yeah.
I think that infers automatic
that
Minnesota
counts.
Status on you.
The way we decide whether or not someone's Minnesotan, I think, is amazing.
Just listen to how they talk, right? That'll help.
The accent is the number one
yes.
deciding
right.
line. Laura, have a great weekend.
You too. I will see you Monday.
Sounds good. 5:18, we are going to do the DeRush Hour news headlines. We'll do that after a quick break here on Drive Time with DeRusha. It is Friday, January 27th. Post Foods is in a fight with a band best known for intricate Rube Goldberg-style music videos. That is OK Go. Post is one of us. Based in Lakeville, they make cereal. They filed a trademark application for the name OK Go for its new line of breakfast cereal back in May. So then the lawyers start doing as they do, which is sending tersely worded correspondence. Twin Cities Business Magazine reporting this is now headed to U.S. District Court. The Post cereals and the band have been going back and forth since May. Post says, come on, like, okay, go is a commonly used phrase. And the band says, come on, you hear okay, go, you think of the band. In December, Post said, like, all right, how about we do like a collab kind of co-marketing agreement. And the band said, okay, no. That's what they said to that. Post, okay, go. I like the punchline of the joke gets then the music comes back. That's perfect. Post, okay, go cereal officially hit the market this month. Now, this is what I thought was amazing. Post and the band actually worked together in 2011. They made like YouTube videos to promote Post's Honey Bunches of Oats, which is delicious, by the way. But the lawyer for Post said, they're like, well, like this may be embarrassing, but that was 12 years ago and nobody involved in OK Go today or the lawyers or none of us knew that you guys worked with us in the past. I'm a little skeptical of that claim. Wouldn't a simple Google search turn that up? The snow tunnel in St. Paul. Star Tribune reporting on one neighbor's effort to create a path through a monster pile. So good. The snow is blocking the sidewalk near Andy Quercus' home in the Hamlin Midway area of St. Paul, so they dug a tunnel. Andy says, at first I was kind of mad. They told the city, nothing happened. Andy considers himself a disability justice advocate, which certainly, like clearing the sidewalk and making that path, absolutely. On January 6th, they started digging using a shovel, a hatchet, even a putty knife. Piled that snow onto a sled, hauled it away. I mean, this took a while. Took till January 22nd. I gotta say, like, I mean, I'm not judging Andy's efforts here, but this was a slow burn. Probably had a lot going on. 17-foot long passage. That's a long tunnel. Through the snow. It was large enough for an adult to crawl through. This was all documented on a neighborhood Facebook page, which is neighborhood Facebook pages are either the best or the worst things in the world. But this was documented, and then workers were like, oh, on Thursday of this week, which would have been the 26th, so we had 4 days of tunnel. And then the city came out and got the snow out of there. Andy said, I will miss the tunnel, but I'm glad to have it as a sidewalk. That was really the goal of all of this. One of the original tenants at Mall of America is closed. Oh, the classic Saturday Night Live Gap Girls bit. The Gap is closed at Mall of America. Closed on Tuesday. They still have Banana Republic, Old Navy, and Athleta, other stores operated by Gap's parent company, Gap. In 2020, Gap said it was going to close a couple hundred stores by 2023 because they want to get out of malls. So 80% of the company's remaining Gap stores are out of malls. Kind of says something about malls and retail shopping, doesn't it? Since the beginning of 2020, Banana Republic at the IDS Center, at Ridgedale Center, the Factory Store at the Albertville Outlets, and the Gap at Eden Prairie Mall have all closed. Pioneer Press with a story out today. Do you shop at Trader Joe's? Dan, do you ever go to Trader Joe's?
No, sir, I do not.
Trader Joe's was a frequent stop for us when our kids were younger because we would get, like, organic applesauce. And our kids went through applesauce like you wouldn't believe. I once got a case of applesauce from the store, which was sort of a low point in asking for help at a grocery store.
How many paychecks at Trader Joe's did that cost you?
Well, the organic applesauce was cheaper than, I guess buying apples and doing it myself would have been cheaper.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyway, they do a vote with their customers and say, what's your favorite thing we sell here? And they've been doing this for 13 years. The Mandarin Orange Chicken was always number one, so they put it in the Hall of Fame so they could at least keep this interesting. Rolled corn tortilla chips, chili lime flavor is number one. Hash brown patties. Now, would you buy a chili lime flavored tortilla chip?
No, sir, I would not.
Too much flavor. Or are you anti-tortilla chip?
No, I have no problem with tortilla chips. I just don't need mountain goat tears on them.
Hash brown patties? That sounds
fine. Yeah, sounds fine.
Favorite beverage? Sparkling Honeycrisp apple juice? Sounds good.
Sure.
What, you're against Honeycrisp or you're against carbonation?
I'm against mountain goat tears.
Coming in second was the triple ginger brew, which sounds awful. Favorite cheese? English cheddar with caramelized onions. Do we need stuff in our cheese?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Oh.
Caramelized onion in your cheese? Favorite dessert is mini ice cream cones. Those are good. I've had those before.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
And favorite entree was butter chicken. So I know a lot of people shop at Trader Joe's. Which has the worst parking lots in Minnesota? Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or the St. Louis Park Costco?
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All three of those exist in St. Louis Park. The Trader Joe's in St. Louis Park is especially brutal.
It's awful. That used to be the only one here, I think, because I remember going to that when it opened, and I felt like I would drop my wife off.
Whole Foods isn't great, but I don't think Whole Foods is that awful. I think it's better than Costco or Trader Joe's.
Yeah. All right. Rank your – this sounds like a great segment for us. Rank your parking lots.
Worst parking lots.
All right, if you have a worse parking lot, text away 651-461-9226. We'll do weather. We'll do traffic. Why don't we do it together after this on CCO?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, we ended the D Rush Hour News headlines talking about the worst parking lots out there. And the texts are coming in, so let's turn it over to you. 651-461-9226. If you want to call in and tell me about the worst parking lot in your life, we mentioned the Costco parking lot in St. Louis Park. Anyone else assign points to pedestrians when they're driving in the lot?
Up on the sidewalk. Boom, boom,
my
boom.
Costco in Maple Grove, that is It's the same deal. Like, everyone's driving all over the place. Everyone's trying to turn left to get out of there.
Yeah.
So many people coming in.
Well, and the one at, and I don't, I'm not familiar, as familiar with one in Maple Grove, but the St. Louis Park one has the gas station.
That one's awful.
Right in the area where people are trying to get in. So
it's right by the Liquor Boy and the, like, the Animal Hospital and the Panera. Okay. So you got all those stores right there and the gas station and the entrance to the Costco. So isn't there a Home Depot over there, too?
There's a Home Depot over there. There's
too much stuff.
Across the street is Arby's. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff kind of right. And it's just where you're trying to get in is where people are trying to get out, and it just it clusters. And it's,
remember when we were kids and we had these Fisher-Price, like I had a Fisher-Price like parking ramp where it must have been like envisioned for California, where you take like your little matchbox car, plastic Fisher-Price car, and you drive it up this thing into like a car elevator.
Yes.
You take the elevator up.
There's a little hang crank to
bring
the elevator up. Sure, yeah.
Where are those? Why did we never get these? Wouldn't that be useful in St. Louis Park?
It'd be awfully hard to, you know, lift a full car by a hand crank, but I'm not sure if you've got enough gears and levers, you could probably do it.
Costco in St. Louis. Oh, the Candy Mall in Wilmer. Brutal parking lot. You can lose small cars, possibly medium-sized cars.
Wow.
The potholes are so big. Jeff in St. Francis says it's the Minneapolis VA hospital. I don't know that lot. I've been over there. I'm trying to think about the lot.
But that's with the light rail running by it?
Mm-hmm.
So is that...
Maybe that's part of the issue, like trying to get over there, and then you go over like the creek and... Maple Grove doubled down by having both the Trader Joe's and the Whole Foods in the same parking lot.
That's a lot of mountain goat tears.
Mary Beth is right. That thing is, so during COVID, Trader Joe's had a limit on how many people they would let in the store. So people were like lined up outside. So
St. Louis Park, it was around the block.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Here's the thing about Trader Joe's. Overrated.
Oh.
Trader Joe's is essentially...
Unless they'd like to advertise on this fine radio program, in which case
great,
we'll tell people...
Great people, great.
Wonderful food.
Great people. It's not that good.
No.
It's store brand crap junk food for the most part.
Yeah.
It's like snacks, frozen stuff. I don't know. It's fine, but it's just, to me, would I wait in line for it?
No.
But then I don't like waiting in lines. Home Depot in Apple Valley. Man, a lot of Home Depot stop parking lots have what seem to be just an inexplicable number of stop signs. It's like the people at Home Depot were like, hey, we're contractors. We have some extra stop signs around back. What if we pepper them through the lot? Put one at this island.
Yeah.
Plant a
And there's the ones like
bush.
The parking lots are set back off of the main drag to get in. So you got all the up and down, you know, rows to park.
Yeah.
But only some of the down that lead back out actually get out to the road. So if you're not in the right one, now you got to come down and go around two out of the three things to get to, it's just screwy.
651-461-9226. Henry Lake is furious that we're slandering Trader Joe's. What do you get at Trader Joe's that's so exciting? Like a bag of peanuts? Like, big deal.
Right.
I mean, granted, again, I'm the guy who asked, and to their credit, I would go to Trader Joe's a couple times a week to get this stupid natural applesauce.
It's like, you know, it's chocolate-covered peanuts, but the chocolate's from Peru or something, you know. it plays to people's ego, right? Totally. It's, you know.
The same people who would never go to Aldi are all over Trader Joe's, and it's pretty much the same bed. It's like a fancy Aldi. I mean, I go there sometimes. All right. The best thing about Trader Joe's, the flowers. They have a pretty good flowers, like fresh cut flowers selection.
So I'll when you get that. Yourself in trouble,
that's
Trader
an
Joe's.
Option.
There you go.
Okay. Well, for me, if I get myself in trouble,
it's
not going to be solved with Trader Joe's flowers.
It's not the flower thing?
No. Okay. Flowers will solve it, but.
Needs to be a little bit.
It's probably going to be Bachman.
So Alyssa's not.
It's going to be the
Alyssa
Bachman's.
Also is not
it's
impressed by mountain goat tears. I get it. Okay.
That's correct.
But the orchid is from Argentina.
Clark from Edina says the entrance to the Jerry's Hardware and Foods in Edina. Oh, yes. So that is a weird. I've been to more parking lots than you, Dan.
Clearly. Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah.
So the Jerry's Food in Edina has this very weird curve. So, like, you pull into the lot, and then there you can park on the curve. It's not a huge parking lot. So it just becomes sort of stacked up, and if someone's, like, starting to back out or whatever, you're in trouble. Clark, that is a good answer.
I mean,
Clark.
But can you really complain about a parking lot in Edina when you go to the hardware store and they just have the cake right there for you when you're asking? I mean, you know.
It's fair. I mean, the real problem when you're complaining about a parking lot in Edina, the nice thing is that Clark is taking the time to complain for his staff.
That's
that
true,
probably
yeah.
does
yeah.
the shopping.
Yeah.
So I think that's
it's
nice.
Got people.
I made an Edina rep on CCO once. That got it was just a typical Edina joke. I think it was about like I don't remember. There was some city policy they changed. Oh, it was it was when Edina had that no mow May as a city thing,
right?
And so we used to do a digital newscast on Channel 4 where I would be a little more irreverent. And I know what you're thinking, really? Like, wasn't that enough on the regular news?
Another gear there? What? Ooh.
So I did this whole bit on how ridiculous it is that the city of Edina is passing this and all the residents there can take credit when really it's just, you know, Jeeves who's out there like coordinating the staff who's going to mow the lawn. And the station attached this to like the regular news story about the thing?
Because it's funny.
Well, I don't know if they intentionally knew that it was just like, oh, here's Jason talking about this. We'll attach the video to this story.
Oops.
I was, boy, like on the Edina Facebook groups. This is a good point. Speaking as a single person, Trader Joe's has regular size products and reasonably priced. That is true. A lot of the frozen dinners and things like that are like, single serving or two servings, which is very nice. That's a good point. It's hot. I think if you're single trying to find stuff that's like, you know, doesn't sit in your cabinet for 6 months, you know, trying to get the right size.
Well, that's the thing of it. You know, so I'm single, but I shop at Cub normally, but I'm not buying perishables, you know, where you have to.
Yeah, you just can't.
Right.
I didn't think we'd do parking lot talk today, but I liked it.
Sometimes that happens on the radio, man.
I
hit a hot topic and people just go.
I like it. My parking lot strategy is this. Just park. Do not drive. I do not drive around looking for a spot.
No, because you have your person that drives you.
I get dropped off at the door. And then, you know what? Anna does a great job. She's a terrific and safe driver. That way I got a lot of tweeting to do. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Darusha J or subscribe to the podcast. Great thing to do while you're being driven to and fro over the weekend by your chauffeur. Find your podcast. Just search Drive Time with Darusha wherever you get podcasts. Traffic and weather next. Well, we are anticipating the release of the video from Memphis, Tennessee. The murder of Tyre Nichols, January 7th was the date of his beating after he was pulled over by police. Why was he pulled over? Well, it seems like officers lied to Nichols' family about that. They were told he was pulled over for DUI. Later reports say he was pulled over for reckless driving. What's the truth? Well, hopefully we'll find out during the trial. The video should illuminate some facts, but we are being warned. I've never seen this before, a time where we've been warned that this video is going to be so disturbing that all around the country, including here in Minnesota, law enforcement is standing by. I hope that we can channel our outrage in a way that's productive and safe. And some of that may well be protesting, but it doesn't need to be rioting or destroying. Tonight, the Timberwolves play the Memphis Grizzlies. The NBA has been on the front end of activism and speaking out against injustice, and I think it's been great. They've taken such a leadership role. Our Timberwolves players have as well. The Memphis Grizzlies have issued a statement in support of Tyree Nichols' family. The warnings are so intense that it makes all of us nervous for what's to come, but I hope the fact that these five officers, all black, can get us to think about the issue of policing and figuring out a better way to make sure we police each other and take care of each other. That it's not as simple to assume that it's just white officers. It's hard not to feel like there's a broader problem based on this. The video will be released tonight. Be safe, be smart, and love each other. That's all we can do. Pre-game starts next. Timberwolves and Memphis Grizzlies right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. See you Monday.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.